Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Sunbucks program to deliver summer food aid to 3,500 Campbell County students. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Families of roughly 3,500 Campbell County students will receive grocery assistance this summer following an executive order from Governor Mark Gordon. According to the Gillette News Record, the order authorizes Wyoming participation in the Sunbucks program, providing qualifying households with $40 per child each month, totaling $120 per student over the summer. According to the Wyoming Department of Family Services, which is administering the program, the benefits are designed to help bridge the gap when school is out and regular meal programs aren't as accessible. In Campbell County, where about 44% of students qualify for free or reduced lunch, the program is expected to bring an estimated $420,000 in food assistance to local families. Eligible households already receiving SNAP or EBT benefits will automatically be enrolled, eliminating the need for an application. The program mirrors a federal effort Wyoming declined to join in recent years, and lawmakers also rejected funding for it earlier this year. Meanwhile, Campbell County School District is still awaiting approval to resume its traditional summer meal distribution sites, which have operated in past years at schools like Hillcrest, Lakeview, and Sunflower Elementaries. State leaders, including First Lady Jenny Gordon, say the effort is about ensuring children have access to nutritious food while school is out, especially in rural communities. Wyoming lawmakers urged to expand energy incentives as power demand raises concerns. Energy industry leaders are urging Wyoming lawmakers to broaden incentives beyond fossil fuels, warning that future growth could hinge on a more comprehensive approach to the state's energy supply chain. According to Wildfile, during a recent meeting of the Joint Minerals Business and Economic Development Committee, advocates called for expanded subsidies and streamlined permitting for industries like uranium, trona, and bentonite, along with emerging minerals such as gold, copper, and rare earth elements. They argue those resources are critical to energy production and should be included in state-backed programs that have traditionally focused on oil, gas, and coal. At the same time, officials raised concerns about Wyoming's ability to meet rising electricity demands, to new industrial projects and proposed data centers. Petroleum Association of Wyoming President Pete Obermueller told lawmakers the state is already facing constraints in power generation, which could delay or even derail large-scale developments. Some projects could require tens to hundreds of megawatts of power, while data center proposals could exceed the state's current total generating capacity. Industry leaders suggested allowing self-generation or behind-the-meter power systems to meet demand while still maintaining Wyoming regulated utility structure. However, officials with the Wyoming Office of Consumer Advocate warned that removing large industrial users from the traditional utility system could drive up costs for residential customers. Lawmakers are now considering drafting legislation to address the issue, calling it a critical step in ensuring Wyoming can support future energy development. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.